Lesson 3.3, avoid trust busters. It's an old adage that it takes a long time to build trust, but it can be depleted in a flash. There are any number of behaviors or actions that can ruin trust. Here are just a few of them. First, being indiscreet. Betraying a confidence is very damaging. If you're not sure, ask. With a client, assume everything is confidential, not the reverse. Second, not communicating enough. The simple act of not communicating sufficiently with a client can lead to a breakdown in trust. When a client isn't sure what you're actually doing, they can get anxious and lose sight of the value you're adding. Third, not treating everyone with equal respect. The CEO of a large technology company once told me that he tries to watch people when they think no one is looking or paying attention. He described one external advisor he had who treated the support staff at his company with less than the same respect they showed to him. His behavior lacked integrity, the CEO remarked to me, and I stopped using him. Fourth, criticizing others. Being critical of others who are not present or of past clients also destroys trust. What is your current client going to think if you're frequently talking about how badly managed one of your other clients is? Fifth, exaggerating, or worse, lying. When you exaggerate or stretch the truth, you undermine your credibility. People either have to believe everything you say or they will believe nothing that you say. Finally, and this is related to my point about indiscretion, be very careful about what client information you share, including the names of your clients. Public information is fair game, as is information you've been given permission to discuss by your client. But don't ever give a prospect the sense that you're trying to look good by excessive name dropping. When trust is lost, it's not easy to recoup it, but it's possible. You do it not through grand proclamations, but one day at a time, one action at a time. You slowly restore trust by demonstrating your trustworthiness over and over again. 100 years ago, the great banker John Pierpont Morgan was called to testify before Congress. In many ways, Morgan was the first true relationship banker. He didn't want to just lend money to clients. He wanted to be their advisor, their confessor, even their business partner. In front of Congress, he was asked, "Mr. Morgan, on what basis do you lend someone money? Is it based on the collateral they provide?" Morgan replied, "No, sir, it's character." The congressman who was interrogating him asked, "Character? More than money or property?" And Morgan replied, "It's character, because a man I do not trust could not get money from me on all the bonds in the world." In other words, no matter how much collateral someone had to offer, Morgan wouldn't lend to them unless he trusted their character and integrity. In those days, there were no rating agencies. Having a personal understanding of the individual was essential. Look, human nature hasn't changed that much in the last century. In meetings with prospects, add value in the conversation to establish your credibility and competence. Over-prepare, never oversell. Use third-party endorsements and recommendations. Build your brand so that you walk in with some pre-established trust. In the long term, if you build a reputation as someone who always delivers as promised, never lets people down, doesn't exaggerate, and consistently puts their clients' interests first, you'll find yourself with a very loyal following over the course of your career. The next session and set of lessons is on empathy, another core attribute of client advisors. I'm going to talk about how you can become more empathetic with your clients, and in particular, I'm going to focus on critical listening skills. Most of us can dramatically improve our listening ability, and the impact of doing so can be huge.